It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, let's do it. Podcast time. Brock and Hunter.
What's up?
Let's throw down. After Show podcast. You ready to throw down, son?
Yeah. I've been training in my basement, man, like Rocky.
Hey, you know what? I'm gonna put this out there real quick. Actually, hit the sponsor real quick.
Well, obviously, the After Show podcast, as always, brought to you by Gilson Cycle in Benton Harbor. Go see them. They're on Pipestone Road. They do amazing work. They work on all different makes and models of motorcycles. Go check them out. Seriously, you can find them on Facebook. Just look up Gilson Cycle, G-I-L-S-O-N. And they're here to serve you, man. Gilson Cycle in Benton Harbor, of course, bringing you the Plan B After Show podcast. All right, what do you got?
There you go. So if you need a motorcycle and a foosball table, I got one here for you. I got a corner of my basement, man, and it just doesn't get used. And I think I'm gonna throw some weights over there in the corner, Brock.
Yeah, ripped. Not a bad idea. You know, get a little work because I haven't been to the gym now because of this because of the quarantine, and I got to figure out like something to do. And like I hate just running. Like, it sucks, but I got to find something to do because I'm going to start putting on quarantine weight, you know?
Yeah, no more gym flow, bro, for a little while.
I know.
Let's figure it out.
I know. What are all these models doing now that they can't go to the gym and take selfies?
Oh, dude. You know, it's a sad time in their life.
Yeah. It's like, oh, my God, nobody's – I can't show off my ass to perfect strangers and have them like me so I feel validated. Oh, my God.
Cue the McLaughlin music.
You know, in the eyes of an angel.
I can go to the gym.
For just 25 likes a day, you can help feed the insecurities of these young women.
Nice.
That just shows all these sad
these
models.
These ripped out sad people crying. Oh, God.
Right now, there are all sorts of insecure models that don't know what to do with themselves. Because they don't have any others. They don't have any other skills other than duck face and sticking their asses out.
Right. They got their really skinny wife beaters on, just shaking in the corner. Oh God!
This one was rescued from Gold's Gym,
in California. Look at his eyes. Look how sad he is.
We found this one posing in front of a empty window shop. Empty shop window.
Just a few shake weights. Donate a few shake weights. That's all it takes.
Oh, my God. We should definitely do a parody on that. That's fantastic. Well, anyway, I did want to, you know, right now there is a lot of negative stuff. You know, there's doom and gloom everywhere. And I'm not saying we shouldn't take stuff seriously. We need to stay informed and we need to make sure that we're taking the proper precautions. Like we've talked about social distancing and washing your hands. I feel like it shouldn't have taken a pandemic for people to start washing their hands properly, but that's where we're at now. We're here. But our prep site that we use has been doing this 10 good news stories during the current crisis that we're going through. So I thought, you know, why don't we talk about some good news? How about that?
Maybe we should use this on Kiki this morning.
Yeah, good God, man. She's still in a bad mood. For fuck's sake. Anyway, I'm just great. She's going to listen to that and just be even more mad at me. Right. So let's do it. Here we go. Here's some good news during the pandemic. Sound good? All over the country, people have started putting their Christmas lights back up. A woman on Twitter said her dad explained it in one sentence. Quote, the world needs this right now. I kind of like that, you know?
Yeah, you know, I put mine back up recently.
You never took yours down, you motherfucker.
Come on.
Is your tree still up?
No, the tree's down.
Oh, God. When'd you take that down? Last week?
Like it's last week. I'm serious.
You son of a bitch. You're the worst. You're the worst.
It's a summer tree.
Yeah.
You know what? I still have the, remember those sick LED lights I was telling you about on my front porch you were making fun of? Those are still dangling out there.
Of course
I can just plug them in.
Just turn them on. And people will just be like, look at this white trash son of a bitch. is your train set still out?
No.
Oh, you put that away.
I can get that out anytime.
I'm surprised that's not in the basement with you while you're doing this.
Toot, toot. Legend of the code, man.
All right. Number two, 20-somethings in New York have been enlisting volunteers to help deliver groceries and medicine to the elderly and other people who can't get out. And in the first 72 hours, 1,300 people signed up. They're calling the group Invisible Hands.
Wow. Nice.
That's what I call it when I sit on my left hand and then I jerk off with it.
the invisible hand. Dude, come on.
I ruined it.
It's a nice story.
I ruined it.
It's a nice story.
It's terrible.
You fucking ruin it. God.
Oh, yeah, invisible hands. I've been doing that since elementary school.
You know, I haven't been shaking your hand for years for a reason. You know, forget the coronavirus thing. Just don't shake your hand. Even when this virus goes away, just stay away from Brock's hand.
Oh,
ruining
man.
Stories. You know what? Real quick on that, there's local stores around here. So if the elderly want to go and get, like, kind of first come, first serve for the elderly, there's a lot of, like, store, like Martin's.
Yeah, they have a designated,
General, I think.
Yep, designated elderly, you know, for people that are higher risk to come
and
out
I think
and shop.
It's like the first 2 hours, so it's always like 7 to 9. Yeah. It's you know, when they open for the first 2 hours.
Real quick, not to just, there, Matt Ryan, you know, the Falcons QB, he's on the news right now. He's doing a video with them. It says Falcons QB Matt Ryan donates $100,000 to Atlanta charities.
Boom.
But wait, there's more breaking news. Turns out former Patriots quarterback Tom Brady comes in last minute and donates $105,000 to beat out Matt Ryan.
Yes. Yes, dude. God damn it, Tom.
He just can't get anything.
He's just so competitive.
It was the last, and it was in the last 2 minutes of the donation. It's great.
Oh,
it's
gonna suck.
I feel pretty good about that one. I feel pretty
That's
good about
pretty
that.
That's pretty funny, dude.
All right, number three, good news story. The owner of a pizza place in Connecticut has been making 2 trips a day to deliver free pizza to his local hospital. That's pretty cool, man. I like that.
Nice.
A woman in Spain had to celebrate her 80th birthday while self-isolating, so her neighbor surprised her by singing happy birthday from the windows and balconies. Aw, that's so sweet. That's so sweet.
Open your window.
What?
Singing happy birthday.
What?
God, old lady.
Her arms are just shaking as she's trying to open it up. Like, I can't.
I can't hear you.
She's got that little hearing megaphone pressed up against the window.
Yeah. Hey, put that ass scene TV thing on your ear.
Just cranked up. No, that's very sweet. I like this. An IKEA store in Sweden found 50,000 face masks in one of their warehouses and donated it to a nearby hospital. Very cool.
Nice.
Very cool.
Nice. Hey, you know, real quick, I got one. Zion Williamson's paying the salaries of all the people that work at the Pelican Stadium.
Yeah.
So, yeah, all the people that get, because the games aren't being played, obviously, so. Bunch of people, I guess, are out of jobs in the stadiums, and so I guess Zion stepped up.
Oh, like, that's right. Yeah, you told me about that. Yeah, dude, that's awesome, man. That's awesome.
You know?
Yeah.
And you know what's crazy? 19 years old, man.
Yeah.
First year in the NBA. I mean, he's definitely got money, and he knows he's going to make money.
Yeah.
But, dude, it's his first year. I don't even know if he's gotten a check yet.
Dude, most 19-year-olds wouldn't do that. They wouldn't, you know, they wouldn't.
No.
And not saying all 19-year-olds are bad, because a lot of, but, you know, that's pretty cool. That's pretty awesome that he did that, so. But, all right, let's see. There could be a shortage of ventilators soon. So 300 engineers got together on Facebook and started something called the Open Source Ventilator Project. The goal was to come up with something people could build out with readily available materials and 3D printed parts. Now, a week later, they've already got a prototype. Along with that, you probably saw it. There was two guys.
What, regular materials and 3D printed parts?
Yeah.
What, so you'd make it regular. Who's got a 3D printer?
Maybe they're just going to make them and hand them out. I don't know.
Oh,
but did
okay.
you see that story on Reddit about these guys that made like this specific part, and like each part costs like $11,000, and they 3D printed one that works. I think it might be these same guys. They made a 3D printed one for $1. That's what it cost to print it. And they're being sued by the ventilator, like the company that makes the $11,000 part. That's what kills me. When you see stuff like that, it's like, oh, dude, we have a broken system. You're suing someone. It's like, fuck you guys. We are short on parts. People are dying. And you can't. Now you're suing someone. What kind of piece of shit are you?
Yeah, man. Yeah. It's been like called out on the upcharge.
Yeah. That's ridiculous. And $11,000, the part is not big either. And you're charging $11,000 for it. You fucking suck. I'm going to say that right there.
Yeah.
I hope this, I mean, it sucks that we're going through this, but hopefully this causes a big change in what we are seeing
You can 3D print everything. Yeah. Everything.
Well, I just mean in our healthcare system. Like, you know, we're right now we're not equipped to do it, and we should be. We should be able to have stuff. And, you know, like people are worried about getting vaccines and the cost of it and you know, going to a hospital visit to get tested. What are they? It's $3,000 to get tested here in the U.S. for the coronavirus.
Ridiculous.
That's fucking ridiculous. If I went and got tested, I wouldn't pay. I'd be like, fuck you guys.
You know what? I'm not saying this just being like that guy, but hey. Welcome to it, man. Being a diabetic, dude, we've been dealing with this for
And you guys
years.
Shouldn't be. That's terrible. Like, it's just, we have such a broken system, and it's just, it's ridiculous. And hopefully this causes a change. I don't, until we get all those old fucking white hairs out of government, mm-hmm. which that's why it's on us. But anyway, I could go on and on about that. Let's keep reading good news. Good news.
Damn it.
Trader Joe's has had a huge uptick in business for obvious reasons. So they're handing out bonuses to help their employees. That's pretty cool. Let's see. Right before St. Patrick's Day, the makers of Jameson Irish Whiskey donated $500,000 to the U.S. Bartenders Guild to help bartenders get through the crisis. Very nice.
So Jameson?
Burger King will be giving away free kids' meals, two per parent, to make sure kids have something to eat.
Nice.
That's awesome. They're also doing free delivery. King? Yeah.
What's the age cutoff on that, 34?
Yeah, can your parents go? That's so funny.
Yeah, take me to Burger King,
Mom. You're in the back seat in a car seat, like, I want Burger King. Sorry.
You got to go shave your beard.
Yeah. Sorry. Actually, no, you could leave yours. You'll be fine.
You bastard.
Oh, look at that. That kid's trying to grow facial hair. That's adorable.
Is he going to be in a boy band?
Sorry, we don't give these to boy band members. Lastly, if you need help homeschooling your kids, Scholastic.com is now offering free online courses. And Google's art and culture page has 2,500 museums you can explore online. That's really cool, man. That's really awesome. I like that. I feel much better now reading these good news stories. You know? We're going to get through this as long as we keep seeing more stuff like this and not dumbass Gen Zers out on spring break. Oh, fucking morons.
Anyway. All right, should we wrap it up before you fucking ruin it?
Yeah, I know. Before we fucking ruin it, I talk about jerking off again, for God's sakes. All right, everybody, that's going to do it for the After Show podcast brought to you by Gilson Cycle. Don't forget to explore more on our website where you found this podcast. And as always, listen to the Plan B Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 to 10, 107.1 on your FM dial. All right, we're going to go, but stick around for a quick word from Gilson Cycle.
You ain't coming.
Yeah, I can't. Come on, what's the matter? Your old lady won't let you?
Yeah, what's the matter? Your mama said you can't?
My bike quit, all right? It's my bike. My bike! My bike!
What's the matter with you?
Just a nightmare, woman. Go back to sleep.
Don't let a broken bike blow your chance to ride.
Gilson Cycle eliminates nightmares with quick service turnaround on most motorcycles. See Larry Gilson at Gilson Cycle, Napier and Pipestone, Benton Harbor.